I need your prayers this afternoon. Thank the Lord for that lighthouse. I too shudder to think where I would be. I don't know, but I'm sure it'd be far from here. I thank the Lord for the mercy that He's had on me and on each one of us. Have a burden that the Lord has been working with me about and feel like He'd have me to share it with you. Desire your attention here for a little while and again your prayers that the Lord would bless His word. The burden that I have is about a more sure word. I'd like to begin in 2 Peter, the first chapter. Second Peter 1, and beginning with the 16th verse. For we have not... Let's back up a little further. Beginning in the 12th verse. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet as long as I am in this tabernacle to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. I want you to be able to know, He's saying, after I'm gone, after I'm off the scene, this thing that you've believed in, the thing that you've known, there's something to it. It goes beyond any one individual or beyond whenever I'm off the scene and those that have come before me, the Word of God still stands strong and true. Never passes away. And He's saying, I want you to be reminded of it. You know this. You know this truth. You're established in it. You have an understanding of it. But I would, as we heard on Sunday, I would that you be stirred up. I would, by way of remembrance in your mind, that what you're believing and what you're basing your faith on is not a cunningly devised fable. It's not as those that believe it was the Athenians that it said they spent their time in nothing else but to hear or to tell of some new thing. Anything that came along, any new idea or new concept or new philosophy that came along, I want to entertain that. And I want to incorporate that into my belief system. But you have something more sure than that. You have something that's not the best of intellects and minds coming together and saying, how can we devise a belief system? How can we put something together that's applicable to our generation, to our culture? How can we take a little bit of this and a little bit of that and take a piece of this? You know, that's what our world is doing. In an ecumenical spirit, we'll take a piece of this and we appreciate the brotherhood across the world. Whether it's Muslim or Hindu or whatever the faith, we'll take a little bit of what they know and we'll take that piece and we'll take a piece of this and piece it all together, and that's what we'll believe. But what we follow and what we base our faith on is more than a cunningly devised fable. It's more than just something that man has stitched together. And it's saying here, I would that you remember this, because the time's going to come that I'm off the scene. You're going to have it for yourself. Whenever you're tested, whenever you're put to the trial, you're going to have to be able to be convinced. And it takes more than just a head knowledge, more than just having my intellect satisfied that this sounds good. I've got to have a witness to my soul that this is truth, that this is right. It's more than just hearsay. But it says, eyewitnesses of His majesty. We've seen it and we've experienced it. And every one of us can also experience and be eyewitnesses. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Instead of cunningly devised fables, stories that sound good to the ear and something that is able to satisfy the intellect, we have a more sure word of prophecy. We have something what our faith and our belief is built upon is more sure than anything that man could ever put together. The basis of prophecy. I'd like for us to consider a moment what this means. I've heard an advertisement on the radio recently. Talks about there have been 3 or 4 major catastrophic events in the United States. And name the financial collapse and the Great Depression and different things that said that we've foreseen all of these events that have happened. And we predicted them, that they would happen and when they would happen. And it came to pass. It came true. And there's one more that we're predicting. And the implication is you can believe us because we've prophesied or we foretold of the other things that would happen. And it'll come to pass. By that, they're trying to let you know that we're credible. There's credibility to what we have to say. It's more than just our ideas. We're able to tell something that comes to pass. The scriptures that we read of. What we celebrate, many people, yesterday, the birth of Christ. You know, the prophecies that foretold of them. We don't have time here today to go through them. But you can document one after another after another. Not at the time of Christ, not whenever he came and they started putting the story together, but 600, 700 years beforehand, this is the way that it's going to come to pass. This is where it's going to be. This is to the lineage that it's going to come. All the details that were foretold beforehand that came to pass. You realize that the means of Jesus' death was foretold before crucifixion was even used as a form of execution. It was foretold of the Scripture. He's saying here, what you believe, what you're basing your faith on, remember, you know it to be so, you believe it, but remember that what you have is more sure than anything else that's out in the world. It's based on prophecy. It is fulfilled in the Scripture. You can look down throughout the whole lineage and progression of prophecy that was given. And see almost, and Jesus over and over said that it might be fulfilled, or the Scripture says that it might be fulfilled as was prophesied. Over and over, and you check off, fulfilled, fulfilled. Far ahead of time. There's something more at work here than man just writing it down. But you know, in our time, 2012 and going into 2013, the Word of God is under attack. The inerrancy of it is under attack. The mindset and the suggestion is, well, you can take pieces of it. There is some worth to it. There is some merit. You can use it as a reference book. But this is more than a reference book. This is more than just a compiling together of men's ideas and writings. Had a man tell me, just the other day, we were talking about Scripture, and he said, well, you know, really, we say it was the Word of God, but it was all written by man. It's all man's ideas. What the point is being stressed here, it's not man's ideas. It's not man's writings. It's not man's thoughts. What's put here is man, holy men of God. They spake and they wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Don't you believe the God that we've heard about is able to preserve His Word down to us today? There is question, there's doubts that come up, Da Vinci Code, over and over instances in our generation in society that try to cast a question on the Word of God. Could it truly be? And you're liable to be labeled a fundy or a fundamentalist if you should say, I believe that Jesus was born of a virgin. I believe that this world was created in 6 days. You see, the mindset that our world is in, you can't do that. You can't accept it as being true. You have to understand the Bible for what it is. It was written by men. It was written by people that wrote a record, and it was down throughout time they picked and chose which records they wanted to use, and that's what you have today. But our faith, we sang about that foundation that we have. This is the foundation of our faith. We must believe. Lord, help our faith and our time and our generation that we not give in to the pressure that maybe begin to entertain the thought or the idea maybe there could have been another way. Maybe it didn't have to be exactly the way that it was written. You know, the temptation can be in the face of all the pressure that we encounter. This creation, this world that you're looking at is billions and billions and billions of years old. You know, it sounds pretty foolish for me in class or in the face of those that are persuaded of that to stand up and say, you say 200 billion, I say 6,000. You know, that makes you look pretty ridiculous. It makes you look foolish, but the scripture says, let God be true and every man a liar. Whenever we're standing on the foundation of the Word of God, it doesn't matter the evidence that the world tries to mount up. It doesn't matter in the face of everything else that they try to bring in. It is impossible. You know, I believe the Lord allows things like that to come to surface. Things that scientists and those that don't want to believe, that are looking for an occasion to stumble, He'll allow that to be the case. Whether it's a particle collider in Switzerland to prove that the Big Bang Theory is true. You know, in our time and in our culture, that kind of thing is very likely to become more and more prevalent. And I want to encourage us, I want to challenge us, that our faith be strong. As we go out into the world, as children and young people go out to school and to college or to VOTEC and out onto the workforce, don't be ashamed. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter. Let there be 10,000 scientists and scholars that say all in one voice, it could not be. I'm willing to stand and say, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it to be so because it's not a private interpretation. It's not something that's cunningly devised fable. But it is what God has preserved and handed down throughout time, a more sure word. Man can have ideas and theories and they can have a scientific process to try to prove it, but we have a more sure word. We have one. James, the first chapter and 17th verse says, in Him there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. You know, when it comes to evolution, the story on the other side has changed so many times. They'll take the story of animals that have gone extinct and they'll say, we've now proven conclusively this is what's happened. We've now proven that evolution is true. But yet, a few years goes by and the story changes. There are at one of the national monuments or national tourist attractions a sign that says this attraction is so many billions of years old. And the further over the course of years, the more they studied it and different people looking at it, that time period, that sign kept being replaced and the number changed. They can't decide. They can't make up their mind. But one thing they're not willing to do is say this Word of God is inerrant. It is the Word of God. It's sure. It's steadfast. Because if I believe that, I'm going to be measured to it. If I believe this is the true Word of God, then my life is going to be measured, and I'm going to be held accountable to it. Man's religions and followings can have persuasive arguments. People can be persuaded by the thousands. Didn't Jesus warn us of that? Whenever there are those that come that say, I am the Christ, or say, lo here and lo there, believe it not. There are many false prophets that are gone out into the world. Lord, help us that our faith be fixed and grounded in the Word of God. I'm sure we've all heard about the Mayan calendar. You know, there were people that put great stock in that. That from years and years and centuries ago, there were a people that created a calendar, and it just so happened that the last day of their calendar was, I believe, last Friday. And they are looking for something to believe in, looking for something to base my faith and my belief in. You know, there were, I believe it was around 1,000 people that were going up to one of the Mayan sites to commit mass suicide on that day. They were so convinced that this is true, based on a people, a tribe of people and their idea, I'm willing to base my life upon that. Last Friday's come and gone. You remember this year a man that came out and said in May is going to be the end of the world. And I've proved it. I've gone through. I've documented. It is not wrong. And they'd add, well, what if you are wrong? I'm not. This is the Word. This is the way it is. May came and went. He said, well, I made a slight calculation error. It's actually October. October came and went. Folks, we have a more sure word of prophecy. It's more sure than anything that man can put together. More sure than any following of man. Believe me, believe what I've studied and what I've put together. But Lord, help us to be as the Bereans. It says that they heard with all readiness of mind, but yet they went home and they searched the Scriptures to know whether these things were so or not. This is the measuring device against everything that we hear in our world today. Everything that's said, everything that's preached over this pulpit or any other place or on the radio or anything I read, I've got to measure it against the Word of God. I've got, does it ring true with what the Word of God is? Because this is the plumb line. This is the foundation of our life. My burden and desire for us is that our faith would be reaffirmed. Scripture says all the promises of God in Him are yea and amen. Despite what our generation and our world promotes and the unbelief of our society, the unbelief of our world, I would that our faith be strong. I would that we be willing to stand up and say, I believe it. For the way it is. I believe it because God said it. I don't have to try to make it fit. I don't have to try to adjust it. You know, the temptation can be for us. Maybe I'm not going to say I believe all the rejection of the Word of God. I believe evolution. I buy into the idea that I came from a monkey. But do you know the temptation could be, well, it's foolish for me to stand up and say 6,000 years. Maybe I need to try to adjust the Word of God to at least get a little bit closer. At least try to make it sound like I'm not quite so foolish. You know, it's safe to believe and stand on what God said. He said He did it in 6 days, and I'm willing to accept that because I know the God in whom I have believed. I know what He's able to do. I know what He's capable of doing. The Word of God said it. I believe that He'd have us to accept and be grounded in that. And so the exhortation was here in Peter. Be stirred up. Be reminded of this. You've known it. You've known this truth. You've been aware of it. But as we're going out into the world in our society, as we face 2013, I want to encourage us all that our faith be fixed and that it be rooted and grounded in the Word of God, that our faith would be affirmed and reaffirmed in Him and what He's done. It's not by private interpretation or by private origin. It's not the product of some man or group of a committee that's come together and given us the basis of our faith. There have been so many groups and followings that have risen up and have come and gone, and some have been popular and some have followed over to Africa and committed mass suicide by the following of their leader. And many, many, many groups that have come and gone, basing their faith, basing their belief on something other than the Word of God. Something other than the sure and unmoving, unwavering foundation of the Word of God. That is the only foundation we have. That is the only thing that will stand the test of time. That will be able to stand the judgment shock. Let the ages come and go. Let cultures come and go. Let scientists rise up. Then the scriptures say science, falsely so-called, that would rise up and exalt man's knowledge and man's ideas and opinions above the Word of God. Let all of that come. Let man promote their ideas. But as Romans 3, I'd like to turn and read that before we close. Romans, the third chapter. The third verse. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. That's something that I'm willing to stand on. Something that I'm willing, because the waves, the winds of doctrines come and they shift and they change. But there's one thing that will abide throughout it all. There is one thing that's unchanging and steadfast and forever settled in the heavens, and that is His Word. The foundation of our belief. What we have of Him that He's given to us, that He's preserved for us, for our benefit, for our learning, for us to be able to have an understanding of who He is. Directly from the author, the enemy would love nothing more than to be able to undercut the authority of it. Be able to bring some questions in my mind. He did it with Eve. Brought a question. He brought a question mark. Can you truly believe what God said? Is there maybe something else behind the scenes that there's more to it than what you're seeing? Begin to bring a question. Maybe I can't believe it. Maybe it's not the way that I've always seen it. Maybe it's not the way that I've always believed. The enemy would like to shake our faith in who God is. But Lord, help us that we be firm and fixed. It is something more than just hearsay. But as I have the revelation of it to my heart, I have the revelation, then it goes beyond all the knowledge that I can have. And you know, I'm interested in looking at the other side of it. I'm interested in the discussion of evolution and creation, and there are studies that show the complete other side, that verify the Bible to be true, biblical sites that have been confirmed. But you know, that's not what I base my faith in. I don't base my faith in being able to come and say, but I found this. But I found evidence over here that says something different. If I find no other evidence, if there's no one else in the world that agrees with me, I still, on the basis of the Word of God, can stand. And I believe in the time that we're in, that's the place that we've got to be. Let every other man be a liar, but God is true. Let every other man question and bring into question. But if I stand on the basis, on the foundation of the Word of God, I know I'll be sure. I don't have to be able to be on the same intellectual level, thank the Lord, as others. I don't have to be able to debate well. The foundation of our faith is not based on the outcome. Well, let's get one minister or somebody that is well-versed and is able to express our belief, and let's get an atheist or let's get someone else and we'll put them on the same stage and let them debate. And then whoever is the outcome of that, that's what we'll believe. Our faith isn't based on that. It's not based on me. Yes, the scripture says, be prepared to give every man an answer. And that is what's written, the hope that lies within me. The scripture that's more than just hearsay, that's now come and it's part of my life. It's part of my heart. It's been written there. Now I have an answer to say, yes, I've read it, but the most sure foundation that I found that is confirmed in my heart, it works. I've read it. I've read what it says. I've read the theory of it. But it's more than just theory. It works in my life. I've seen it verified. I've seen it confirmed in my life. Be able to stand and have that kind of understanding and that kind of faith in God. Not a faith that's based on what we see. I'm based on evidence. It's based on consensus. If we have a majority agreement, then I'm going to play it safe and I'm going to go with the majority. There are many that are even calling themselves Christians that are now willing to say, well, maybe it doesn't have to be exactly the way that it's said in here. Maybe we've been looking at it too literally. Maybe we've been holding to it too strictly. We can't reject science. We can't just stick our head in the sand and say we're not listening to science. It makes us sound foolish. And so there are groups and churches that are putting together conferences at this very time to say, let's bring the scientists together. We're going to acknowledge that we don't have all the answers. They're going to have to come and bring and provide the evidence, and we're going to try to merge the two somehow. We don't need that for our faith. We need to be able to believe, thus saith the word of the Lord, and to have it established and settled in my heart that I'm not moved, that no matter what evidence they come out with, you know, I've heard it said that there's likely to be some evidence or something brought out in our generation, in our lives, that all but proves this thing is false. That all but proves that it has to be by evolution and all that. You know, even if God were to allow that to be so for the testing of faith, we've still got to stand. Not just because I don't care about the argument, but because I believe. I believe in what He said. I know the author. I know Him to be true. I know there's never been a word that He said that's gone wrong. There's never been a prophecy that has been prophesied of that was not fulfilled at the time to be fulfilled. Based on that, on the strength of that, and on the strength of it being witnessed and written on my heart, I'm able to say, I stand and I believe it. I'm willing to accept the word of the Lord in my life, the things that He shows me. That is the foundation of my knowledge of who He is. I'm willing to accept the word of God. I want to encourage us this afternoon in the more sure word that we have. More sure than what the world has to offer. A confidence that's more sure and more certain than what evidence or science can give you. It's something that God Almighty, Jesus said to Peter, flesh and blood hasn't revealed it to you. But my Father which is in heaven has revealed it to you. And that's something then the flesh and blood can't take away. By the revelation of God upon my heart, to my understanding that the Lord's given. He's given us a more sure word that we're able to stand on in our time. You pray for me. Amen.